It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Friday brought to you by Visit Cleburne. Well, cobbled this together here as a little over an hour ago and why we left today. It's one of the things that came up on this date on CBS in the year
1969.
CBS abruptly cancels the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour and replaces it with a show you may remember growing up, Hee Haw. You ever watch Hee Haw growing up?
Yeah. I remember that. Was it Minnie Pearl with the the tag on the side of the...
It was the cast of characters, certainly. Minnie Pearl, a big part of that, too.
And wasn't Roy...
Roy Clark.
Clark, that's right.
Yep, hosted by Roy Clark and Buck Owens. It all took place there in Cornfield County. And it had a run, too. 1969 all the way to 1993. And then came back for a brief spell on the Nashville network TNN from 96 to 97. But in 69, it was part of that big rural TV surge. Beverly Hillbillies, Andy Griffith Show, all of that. And it was inspired, though, by Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. And it centered on country music rather than pop culture. And yeah, you had Roy and Buck there at the forefront right there. You had the farmer's daughter all throughout the thing, too. That was a big deal. But it was a major hit, and not just in rural parts of the world. L.A., New York, it was a number one show, and at its peak, it was efficient, too. They would record a season's worth of shows right there in Nashville and later at Opryland, USA, over the course of about two separate week-long shoots. They just set it all up, film it all, and then assemble it all in the editing suite. Because all it was is kind of a clip show.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So there wasn't a whole lot of, you know, current content like they do today. And was Ryan Seacrest on it? Because he's on everything.
It was Hee Haw, believe it or not, created by two Canadians. Frank Pepioff and John Aylesworth. They're the ones that came up with it, and so they just followed along with the whole Petticoat Junction, Green Acres thing, and it's like, well, we can do that, and they did. Premiered on CBS June 1969, on this day, 1969, and it was then canceled, too, as part of the Great Rural Purge in 1971. That would be Beverly Hillbillies, then ushered out, Andy Griffith ushered out. All of those were all canceled almost on the same day, too.
Rude.
But then it was picked back up in that summer, and it was the only one that survived. Yeah. And as we said, like 1993, there were a lot of guest stars over the years. Loretta Lynn was the first guest star. George Strait made his appearance. Elvis wanted to be on it. But then there was the music. The only part of the show that was in front of a live studio audience, and the great Roy Clark, who gave us gems almost like this on a weekly basis.